Zvachim Perek Ches Mishnah Vav 8-6. Now we move to a new subtopic here of mix-ups in the Beis Hamikdash. Here there's a mix-ups not of whole animals or even pieces of animals, but rather involving liquids, or the blood. So a mixture that has what's called lach balach, two, let's call them liquids that can commingle one with the other, as opposed to discrete objects like animals or limbs or parts of animals. So they're treated a little differently, halacha, and there are really two possibilities. We have what's called min b'she'eno mino, two different types of liquids mixing together. We also have what's called min b'mino, two of the same type of liquid, like meaning blood with that's supposed to go on with blood that isn't supposed to go on the mizbeach. Okay, we'll discuss both of those in turn. Now, usually the rule is that we have a rule of bittel barov, which means if you have a mixture of items, so then, or a mixture of, in this case, liquids, so the status of the whole combination, the mixture, the tarovis, goes after the majority element, okay? Now, the idea is that the minority element essentially loses its identity, its batel, it loses identity in the context of the larger mixture, and the whole mixture gets a single din. Now, there are certain things which prevent that from happening. I think most famous is what's called tam ke'ikar, which means that if you can taste it, it's like it's here, hence those rules about bittul b'shishim, you need 60 times, not just rov for liquids often, because you could taste the forbidden thing, and if you can taste it, it's hard to say it lost identity when it's still screaming, here I am, by the taste. So there's a different principle at work here in our Mishnah, which is called chazusa milsahi. If you can see it, it's visual apparentness, that also is a thing. So that means that you can't say necessarily that the minority has lost identity, is gone, if your own eyes say, listen, it looks like it's still here to me. I don't see it gone at all. So that is the case of our Mishnah here. So the first says we have is, we'll have sort of, we'll ratchet up on three levels. Level one is simply damshnis arev b'mayim, blood and water mixed together. So that means blood that's supposed to go on the mizbeach gets mixed up with water, which has no particular business on the mizbeach, but there's no specific isser of putting the blood on the mizbeach. So what happens then? So, im yesh bo mare dam, provided that the mixture still looks like blood, and I don't mean here it looks like, you know, pink tinge or something. No, I don't mean, or red tint. I mean it looks like blood still. But that could be, I don't know what the number is, but let's say depending on the type of blood and all that kind of stuff, maybe let's say, you know, 5-to-1 ratio even. Okay, 5 parts water to blood still could look like blood perhaps. So then kasher, since you still see it looks like blood, we'll treat it, we'll say the blood's not gone, and therefore the obligation to put the blood on the mizbeach still applies, even though the minority of the mixture is blood. Okay, but because you still see it, it looks like blood, chazusa milsi, and we'll put it on the mizbeach, okay? You'll be obliged to put it on the mizbeach. That's level one, that's the easy one. Now, as far as blood, excuse me, water on the mizbeach, now, there's no isser of putting it on. It's kind of analogous to what we had a couple of Mishnahs ago, when we put on the limb of a chatas, we said it's just a fuel source, it's like the wood. So too here. You're not allowed to put stuff on the, like chulin on the mizbeach, things that for sacrificial purposes, but here you're not intending for the water to be used as an offering in any way. It's no different than if you decide you want to wash the mizbeach with water. Here you're putting mizbeach, water on the mizbeach, but it's not because you want the water on the mizbeach. It just happens to be there. Okay, so that would be permitted, and therefore, if the blood is still present and looks like blood, so the mixture should indeed go on the mizbeach. Level two is, instead of water, which of course contrasts obviously with blood and waters it down, if nisarav b'yayin, what if you have red wine, which kind of looks like blood already, right? So it's already dark red. If that mixes up with the blood, you won't necessarily see it looking not like blood, even at a large amount. So ro'noso ki'iluhu mayim, says the Mishnah, whatever the ratio would have been if it had been clear water, let's say again 5-to-1, that's the ratio we're going to apply to the red wine. And if you're within 5-to-1, less than 5 parts red wine to, or I'm making it up, it could be 4 parts, whatever is the requisite amount. So then you would still, same as the, no different than the water, you treat it as blood still because it looks like blood and it goes in the mizbeach. Same as the water. Level three is, what happens if nisarev bedam behema or bedam chaya? What happens if you actually have an admixture of blood from a particular korban with blood that has no business going on the mizbeach at all? Now, you're allowed to put that blood on the mizbeach, the mixture that contains some of, like, we'll call it dam chaya, wild animal blood, because a chaya, like a deer, although it's a kosher animal, there's no such thing as being a korban from a chaya. So if you have chaya, deer blood, let's say, or for that matter, again, just regular sheep blood from a regular non-korban sheep, that gets mixed in with the blood that's from a ola, let's say, So the mixture, again, same like the water, can go on the Mizbeach. We don't say, what in the world, you're putting dam chulin, the blood from an akosher animal, on the Mizbeach, because it's the same kind of rationale. It's like the water. It has to be that you're having in mind, I don't want the animal from the blood from the chaya or the behema that's the chulin, those things to be offerings. I just want to the blood from my offering to be an offering, and that's that. That'll work just fine. The same kind of rules would apply as if it were red wine, as if it were water. No difference. Now, on this, there's actually machlokas. And this machlokas has to do with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which exists throughout Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have a mixture of lach balach, two liquids commingling, and it's min bimino, it's two of the same type of liquid. In this case, that's here, because they have blood and blood. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, you can't say that the blood loses identity amongst other blood because it's just reinforced by the presence of more blood. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if you have a mixture of lach balach min bimino, so then, like our case here, then there's never bittel, even one drop of, let's say, the blood from a korban mixed into, you know, a bathtub of blood from chulin, regular. So that mixture still has a status now, as if there's still the blood of the korban present, and that mixture can go on the mizbeach. Okay? There's a separate discussion, which I'm not getting into now, there's a machlokas, if yesh bila, if we can assume that the blood is equally mixed, so that any sample of it contains some of the korban blood, but assume, like, Rabbi Yehuda is saying yes, so assume yes. You can't assume that. Okay? Fine. Now, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein dam mevatel dam. He says, blood can't annul blood. So therefore, if you have a mixture of legitimate blood that belongs to the Mizbeach with other blood that shouldn't be there, then in any quantities, you still must put that mixture on the Mizbeach because you have an obligation to offer the blood from the korban. Okay? Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma that we do certainly say there is a mixture of lach balach min bimino does have bittel, but we also say that if it looks like blood, still you say it's not bittel, and therefore you can treat it as blood and it must go on the mizbeach. One thing I do want to add here, just as a kind of side point, but an important halachic point, which is there's a separate principle which is called kama kama bittel, which means first is annulled. What that means is if you have, let's say you had a cup of water, and then the korban blood drips in, drip, drip, drip. So with each drop, it's overwhelmed one drop against the majority of water. And therefore, as each drop comes in, it loses identity, okay? And that is true for any kinds of mixtures. It's across the board, and that's la halach lamai. So we do pass in kama kama batal. So that means for these mixtures to take effect where we say that, you know, if they're, we have to assume that the one thing that we want poured in all at once or whatever, and like with a wide spout or something, not drip, drip, drip. And that way, since it's pouring in essentially all at once, it doesn't get annulled by each drop being a new annulled drop by the mechanism of a kama kama bottle.